yeah. Ain't gonna quit. No matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter.
Friday, Uncensored, Unafraid, and Unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. My name is Stu. Well, religious liberty is one of America's core founding values. But that right is all but extinguished in huge portions of this country, especially in the very places where it originated. More than 340 years ago, William Penn founded Pennsylvania as a haven for Quakers, but his colony also welcomed all other Christian believers. It was a haven from the intolerance of both the Church of England as well as the Puritans of Massachusetts. Pennsylvania's Christians later became some of the first abolitionists. In 1816, Philadelphia Christians founded the American Bible Society, which produced countless Bible translations and helped spread Scripture all over the world. But can you be a Christian who believes in Scripture in Pennsylvania today? Apparently not. Last Saturday, the city of Reading, Pennsylvania, held a demonic pride march and rally endorsed by the city's mayor, Eddie Moran. The rally began outside of Reading City Hall. One of the people in attendance was Christian Damon Atkins. Atkins took up a position on a public sidewalk across the street from a city hall and began quoting the Bible. It took less than 60 seconds for him to be arrested. Look.
God, let them have their day.
This is public property.
Okay, with respect.
Oh, I'm respecting it.
Let them have their day.
You know who's cheering for us? The people that are in hell. So you do you, and I'm going to do me. This is public property.
You. God is not the... That's all. God, this would be brother.
Getting this on film.
Can I give him my bag while he stuffs him?
Yo,
I'm going to need you to go to 128 North Street. And they're clapping. Brothers, man.
I cannot believe I'm watching this.
God is not the author of...
Now, fortunately, criminal charges against Atkins were later dropped. That likely only happened because we were lucky enough to have that video, which made it clear how unjustified the arrest of Atkins was. Criminal, actually. Complete abuse of power. But what if we didn't have that video? We might have a Christian facing serious jail time for his beliefs, for standing up against the satanic juggernaut of pride. Chris Hume is a Pennsylvania native who converted to Christianity while he was in college. He currently lives in Lancaster County with his wife and children and is the author of the book Vote Christian, Biblical Principles for Voting. He's also been at the Lancaster Patriot since early 2022, and he joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for coming.
Good evening, Stu. Thanks for having me. Yeah, this story is really blown up, and the Lancaster Patriot was able to break this story. You can find that at thelancasterpatriot.com. And it's really quite shocking when you watch this video and see what happened. This is a man, Damon Atkins, who went out to this event and was standing on the other side of the street from a pride festival. And if you watch that video, you'll see there's people dressed as demons. There's children at this event. And Damon Atkins goes there and he's holding a sign with scripture. And he only gets out a few words. He doesn't even get to quote the whole verse before the police officer cuffs him.
God is on the altar, I think, is all he was able to get out there. And then, yeah, he was manhandled. He was pushed up against the wall. His rights were completely violated. We're told that the precinct or the police station was flooded with phone calls after the Lancaster Patriot put this out.
Yeah, so this story, we put it out, and Matthew Ware was the gentleman who filmed it, and he was out preaching just prior to Mr. Atkins' arrest. And the same police officer allegedly came up to Matthew and said, you know, you need to stop insulting or, you know, saying these derogatory comments to the people across the street. And of course, across the street, they had amplification. They were out there exercising their free speech, as it were. But the Christians on the other side of the street were silenced. Now, once Matthew released that video and we got a story out, I was able to sit down with Damon. This went all over the internet. And of course, people started to complain, started calling into the Reading Police Department. And you can read the police chief's comments on this, and it's a bit ironic. He's complaining that all these phone calls have prevented the department from doing their job. The great irony there is that, of course, one of his employees, one of his officers, it was his incompetence and this unlawful arrest that led to the outcry from the citizens against the Reading Police Department.
Has the Reading Police Department's chief made any comment about whether or not he supports the arrest, or whether or not this, what appears to be a sergeant, judging by the stripes on his arm, will be held accountable for this?
Yeah, this was a sergeant. This was Sergeant Bradley McClure, who was the one that did the arresting, and there were two other officers apparently assisting him. Now, from what I've seen, and the police chief and the mayor actually spoke to another news outlet here in Pennsylvania, and essentially from what I've seen, they've basically doubled down. The police chief said that, you know, Atkins was taken into custody because he was being disorderly. He said our officers gave him a warning that he was disrupting the event, and since he didn't comply, they arrested him. The mayor himself, of course, who was at the event, who said this was a wonderful event celebrating homosexuality and transgenderism and all these sins, the mayor came out and said that he was proud to be at the event. And he said that, I mean, this quote is amazing from the mayor. He said that the city respects the First Amendment rights of all individuals. However, freedom of speech does not include the right to disrupt an organized event and interfere with the rights of others. So that's the mayor and the police chief really doubling down on, you know, this incident, saying, you know what, we were justified in arresting Damon Atkins. Now, I haven't heard if they've changed their tone on that, but it's pretty telling. And we have a comment from the Berks County, one of the Berks County commissioners, an email provided to us, really kind of throwing them under the bus in a sense and saying, look, this could open the city up to some serious legal action. The district attorney sees the video footage and immediately drops the charges. So, you know, this is clearly an unlawful arrest, but amazingly, the city mayor and the police chief are really standing behind this, which, Stu, if you look at it, it's not surprising because the city of Reading actually has, I couldn't believe this when I saw it. They have an LGBTQ community liaison, both in the mayor's office and in the police chief's office. So, I mean, here we see a clear case of the religion of the state, you know, being this LGBT, this paganism, really. And they're going to stand by it, it seems.
Do they have a Christian liaison in the office? You know, you mentioned that this mayor was celebrating the sins of homosexuality and transgenderism. I would take it a step further here, Chris. What the mayor was actually celebrating was criminal activity. He was celebrating child molestation that's occurring right out in the middle of broad daylight on a street across from City Hall in Reading, Pennsylvania. He was celebrating pedophilia. I mean, there are children here looking at demons with cross-dressing males pretending to be females in cartoonish-like costumes. He was celebrating felonious criminal activity and crimes against children, sex crimes against children. That's what was really happening there. I've got about a minute left here. Historically, in Reading, is this a place where these freak shows occur regularly?
From what I understand, this was the first event like this in Reading. And like you mentioned, Stu, I mean, this is pretty shocking what was going on there. And you mentioned William Penn earlier. And when you look at the history of Pennsylvania, you see that there was a great Christian heritage there, a foundation. And earlier in the nation, I mean, you even had Supreme Court cases in New York where there was a man out there publicly disparaging the name of Christ. And they said, you know, we won't accept that because this is a Christian nation. Now, we could talk about the free speech there, but let's be clear here. This is an issue of Christianity is true, or we're going to celebrate paganism. Either Christ is king, or like you said, we are going to revert to child sacrifice, child abuse. Now, hopefully here, this case can be, you know, taken to the next level so that preachers like Damon Atkins, like Matthew Ware, don't have to be concerned that a police officer is going to arrest them simply because they quote from the Bible.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. For your great reporting over at the Lancaster Patriot, thank you very much. LancasterPatriot.com. If you want to go look at more on this story, Chris Hume, we appreciate you being here. The Stu Peters Show will continue in 60 seconds. We have a huge show today. Go nowhere. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So Dr. Kirk Moore is one of the heroic doctors that we don't have enough of in this country. He's an American doctor who actually takes his Hippocratic Oath seriously. You know, first, do no harm. Dr. Moore is a plastic surgeon who was approached by parents that were terrified about vaccine requirements for their children. These are parents that knew that their children were in zero danger for COVID, whatever that was, but would be in massive danger from Pfizer and Moderna's heart attack clot kill shots. Dr. Moore, meanwhile, refused to provide medicine that he believed was going to hurt and kill people. So Dr. Moore did what heroes do. He helped them. According to a recent criminal indictment against Dr. Moore took close to 2,000 doses of COVID vaccine and dumped them down the drain of his office. Awesome. Then he helped parents by providing their children with faked vaccination cards. If they wanted to make their children really think that they've been vaccinated, you know, so they wouldn't run and blab to their teacher or something, he would inject the kids with a harmless saline solution. This was all at the request of the parents who were concerned about their children and their lives and their well-being. So for helping people and providing them an actual service, something completely alien to the empire of lies under this murderous illegitimate regime, the government is now charging him with destroying government property. You know, you have to wonder how they actually caught him. Maybe it was because Dr. Kirk Moore's office was the only one not generating VAERS reports and reports of vaccine injuries and people were dying suddenly. I don't know, just a thought. Nobody embarrasses the government and gets away with it. Now Dr. Moore is living under de facto house arrest. While the rest of these killers over at Pfizer and Moderna and the CDC and the Mayo Clinic and the FDA and everywhere else all go free. I'd like to ask you personally to please help him with his crowdfunding of his legal defense. GiveSendGo.com/fight4Moore, M-O-O-R-E. GiveSendGo.com/fight4Moore. You can also go to his website, StandForMore.com, again, StandForMore.com. He's pissed off and he's ready to speak out. He joins us now for an exclusive interview. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I just want to thank you for what you did for these children. You saved their lives. You are a hero. You are not a criminal. And the criminals we just named, they should be immediately jailed and held for some sort of a tribunal. And when they're found guilty of the crimes that they have committed, they should be executed. That's our position. We have always said that. We will not go away from that. You're on house arrest. They're criminally charging you. You've been indicted.
Yeah. And I just spent 12 days in jail. because I didn't. I had some pretrial. I had some pretrial violations where I didn't turn in my passport and I didn't get processed by the Marshals Service and given my fingerprints and DNA. And so the judge had me in a hearing on the 26th of May and remanded me. I just got out yesterday.
So what is the judge or what is the prosecuting attorney? What is their position? What are they saying? I mean, what are they trying to throw you in jail for the rest of your life? I mean, what are they seeking here?
Well, if I get convicted on all charges and they give me the max, I could get 25 years in jail for what I did. The prosecuting attorney is, again, I have no idea what the reasoning that he has, but his position is that I belong in jail. He still pushed really, really hard at my hearing that I had on Tuesday to try to keep me in jail until my trial on November 7th. I was able to get out because my attorney, gave a very strong argument that, you know, if I do get out, I'm not going anywhere. I wasn't going anywhere. We've had three hearings. I've been to all three. I've been very active in my defense. I've been soliciting additional discovery documents and I've contacted a number of people. As a matter of fact, Karen Kingston is somebody that, you know, I've been trying to get with because I know she has a lot of information. Sasha Latipova, I've spoken with her, Todd Callender, Robert Barnes, a number of people that are very, very, you know, informed in all of this. So I've been very active in trying to defend myself, and do what you said where, hey, you know, I'm all I did was abide by my oath to take care of my patients the way they wanted to be taken care of. And the government has essentially indicted me for not killing and not maiming people is the way I put it. And those are words from Joe Altman, actually. He said, Kirk, you need to be more aggressive in your defense and more vocal in what it is that you're doing. You need to tell people about it. Some people say that, just like I think in your lead up, that I didn't. The only reason they found me and knew what I was doing was because none of my patients were VAERS patients. And I didn't have a statistic saying that I've had a certain percentage of people that have died and or been injured. So
do you know how they caught you saving lives and being a hero?
I'm precluded from kind of discussing the case. I don't want to get myself in any more trouble than I'm already in. So I can't discuss the discovery of the actual case itself. But I do know how it happened. Ultimately, I had an FBI agent that came in and got a COVID vaccine, COVID card, and was given a little sticky saying that we give kids saline shots. That's what their defense is.
We save lives here, and we save lives here. And so an FBI agent has to throw you in prison for up to 25 years. If a judge are you going to get a fair trial? Have you had any sense of whether or not the judge is like open to hearing that you are a doctor who, unlike so many others, take your Hippocratic oath seriously?
Well, the problem is that I've never met my judge that's going to be my trial judge. I have a magistrate judge that's dealing with everything up to the point of trial. So I don't know how my judge feels about this particular case. And it's hard to gauge that. The problem that I have is trial. I've had a lot of people tell me that with the groundswell of support that we received, because I'll tell you that 9 out of 10 people that email me, that contact me, that have, you know, donated money to our campaign, you know, to our legal defense, not campaign, but to our legal defense fund, they're doing it on, you know, they're doing it on their own. And 9 out of 10 of these people that contact us have said the exact same thing, that we are heroes, that we've done the right thing, that they can't understand what's happening. So I look at this as that how much, you know, out of the 12 people that are going to be on this jury, ultimately, I just need one that doesn't, or that votes to not convict. But that's a huge, you know, sitting there in a courtroom and having people look at me and judge me and and have my life and the lives of my kids in their hands is a very, very anxiety provoking. And I'm not an anxious guy, but it certainly leaves me with very sleepless nights.
Yeah. You know what you did, and you know what you did was absolutely right. And there is no way, there is no way that there won't be at least one juror, one member of your peer group who has children who will not be able to recognize that what you did was in the best interest of these children. And they were doing, they were seeking this. It wasn't that you were just pretending to give out COVID vaccines and giving saline solution to unsuspecting people unknowingly. These people wanted this from a doctor, and you provided that service under this tyranny of oligarchs who were forcing these children to get these poisonous injections. And yes, as far as Karen Kingston and her exposure, she's been absolutely all over this. I will make the connection between you and Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston has all kinds of evidence that, as a matter of fact, led to the beginning of the Collier County Stop the Shots resolution to ban these injections. And hopefully the next resolution will have some teeth in it and an enforcement mechanism so that we can start locking these people up. There are sheriffs that are actually considering, and they have all the evidence that they need, Dr. Moore, that are actually considering going out into their communities and seizing these bioweapons and arresting those that are responsible for deploying it. I don't know why they haven't done that yet, but there is evidence. It's right there. There is nanotechnology inside of these things. They have admitted this. Karen Kingston will be here on Monday, actually, to talk about that. They've admitted nanotechnology, not only in these vials, not only have we seen it with our own eyes while we're gaslit to believe that we're conspiracy theorists and that we're just liars out here making things up for clicks and likes and views, but also on the damn PCR tests that they were just relentlessly shoving up the noses of our children. There was nanotech on those PCR tests. They have admitted this. So how anybody on that jury could have evidence like that and still move to convict you for saving the lives of children in unprecedented times of deception and lies and murder on a genocidal level like we have never before seen, I just don't see how that's possible.
Boy, I you know, look, I wax and wane, and I say the same thing during on my really good times, and then in my really bad times, like the last 12 days that I spent in jail with murderers and I can't say rapists because there wasn't a rapist that I knew of in there, but you know, there's certainly murder. There were certainly people that, you know, I was in a ward with 26 other people, and all but three of us were involved in drugs, assault, robbery, kidnapping. And I'm sitting there and they, you know, ask me what I'm in there for. And every one of them, a lot of them had actually heard about me. But all of them were just astounded that I was, you know, even in there. And the crazy part, like I said, Stu, is, that the prosecutor wants to keep me in jail. He doesn't want me to assist in my own defense. I mean, my communication that I had was I had phone communication that was being monitored. All my phone calls were monitored. And so any discussions that I had with my family were being, you know, recorded and being used. And some of that tried to be used against me in my hearing that I had last Tuesday. There was an apology at some point because my attorneys couldn't even get their number listed as a private number. And so therefore their calls were being recorded as well. The attorneys sent a letter saying we have deleted it. We didn't listen to it. I mean, how can you believe that? You know, I don't know. And I'm not trying to make accusations. I'm trying to keep my butt out of jail right now. But I need to be a very active part in this defense of my own, because there's not many lawyers that are out there that really know this. I mean, there's a few, you know, and you know some of them. They're out there, but man, there are so many people that are so in the dark on this that have no concept about it. There are some people that say, you know, look, there's nothing wrong with these things. And, you know, I listen to the news and I've read the articles and I've heard people say this and people are saying this. But when you try to get people to engage, they never give you any data. It's like Tony Fauci when he says, oh, it's safe and effective and all of our data and all of our stuff that we're seeing, but he wouldn't give you any data.
Well, we'll give you data. We're going to give you all this stuff. I'm going to make sure that you and Karen Kingston are best friends throughout this weekend and that you're prepared. She'll be here on Monday as well. I have to talk to her anyways. She's a dear friend. I love her to death like a sister. And so I'm going to make sure that that happens. You'll get the data. There's no question about that. If other people are withholding the data from you, these are the same people that present themselves as heroic figures that should be trusted as experts in the, you know, medical health freedom movement, but they all disappear. They all fall short of calling it a weapon of biowarfare. They all tried to detract away from my credibility after died suddenly, after Watch the Water, in which we said that there was venomous peptides in these shots. And guess what is in these shots? Venomous peptides, now been proven over and over again by 36 different studies. And so these people are fake and they're grifters. And if the thing goes away, if the shots go away, then guess what? None of their undo the shots supplements sell anymore. It's all a big grift. Some of them are even liars. Some people say that they invented the damn thing, but there's no proof of any invention ever happening from that person ever. This is the same person who was contacted by the CIA just days before, January 4th of 2020. What was going on in Wuhan, China? Why did the CIA want to get a hold of that guy? The guy that supposedly invented the technology that would later be used to destroy millions of lives. You know, these people, you have to be very careful. There are factions inside of this movement where people are liars. They're working for the feds. They're CIA agents and operatives. These people are part of the problem. They're part of the plan. They want to get paid for killing, killing for cash, murder for money. They want a piece of that pie. There's trillions of dollars at stake here. And all the stakeholders know how important it is to get a shot in every single arm. Why is that? Why is that? Because of the nanotechnology that's in these shots. They're going to stop at nothing to get this inside of us. They're putting it in our food. They're injecting cattle with it. The mRNA bovine vaccine killed thousands of cattle in northern Italy. We've got the video on that. I posted it to my Twitter account. Then they gaslight you and they say that it's heat. Yeah, like the ones in Kansas, thousands of cows just dropping over dead because of heat. I'm pretty sure the Lone Star State down there in Texas is pretty warm a lot of the year, and I think we do okay with longhorns in that state. I think there's actually a football team named after the damn animal. What you have done is absolutely heroic. I will make sure that you get with Karen Kingston. And I've got 1 minute left here, and I'd like you to give the final words. We've had some kind of connection issues where you've cut out, but we'll try it here.
Yeah, look, Stu, you're absolutely right. And the thing to me that really started me down this road was, hey, there's no treatment. When is it we ever been told that there's no treatment for, you know, treating a virus or feeding a cold or doing anything, and just wait for people to almost be dead before you kind of wheel them into the emergency room, intubate them and kill them. And then when you have to give everybody on earth a shot, and it just, you know, those were the things, some of the major things that just raised my antenna up. And, you know, I was like, wait a minute, what's happening here? What's going on here? Why are we doing this? It's a crazy, crazy narrative. And the fact that we have so many people that are, you know, just bought and sold this, just bought into it, hook, line, and sinker, is a really astounding phenomenon to me. And it's scary.
It's concerning at very minimum. Yes. Fear is of the devil. Do not be fearful. That's not of God. But you're right. It's very concerning where we are. They not only had to push it, they pushed it on pregnant women. They bribed people to go take these things. They handed out ice cream to children and ball game tickets to losers who are easily swayed into injecting some unknown crap that turns out to be a kill shot into themselves and even worse into their children for small little life rewards. It's ridiculous. And you were right the entire time, and you are still right. Hold your head high. Keep your shoulders back. We'll introduce you to Karen Kingston. Dr. Kirk Moore, thank you so much for being here. More of the Stu Peters Show up next. Go nowhere. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. Lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vnsh.com/stew. That's vnsh.com/stew. vnsh.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
If you're struggling with swelling in your legs, ankles, or feet, you'll want to listen up. Maybe you're already drinking plenty of water. You've tried wearing the ugly compression socks. You've taken the ineffective water pills, and that's why still every day you look down and you see swollen, puffy, and deformed feet and ankles. Well, don't lose hope. New research shows that this common issue can easily be resolved by upping your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are proven to improve circulation while lowering inflammation in the body. That means it encourages blood and fluid to move more freely while reducing swelling and pain. Now, most people think fish oil is the way to go with omega-3s, but that's wrong. According to studies, krill oil is far superior for a few reasons. One of those reasons is krill is harvested from the pristine Antarctic Ocean where there's virtually no pollution. For a limited time right now, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Go to the research and buy them now while you can, $23 a bottle at StopSwollenFeet.com. Again, that's StopSwollenFeet.com. So the city of New York was bathed in an orange hue for more than 2 days this week. According to health officials, for whatever their murderous wisdom is worth, simply walking around outside was the equivalent of being a chain smoker for a day. The Yankees had to cancel a game. The cloud also drifted over Philadelphia and Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Now, the cause wasn't Bill Gates blacking out the sun like he's been intentionally trying to do for decades. No. This was, as you know, caused by massive fires all the way up in Canada, in Quebec to be specific. Okay, well, that's simple enough. But what caused these fires? Look at this. We have footage of these fires breaking out. Notably, it's not just one fire, as you can see. No, it's a bunch of fires, more than 10 of them, in fact, spread across hundreds of miles, and all of them broke out at exactly the same moment. This doesn't make sense. This isn't even the peak of Canadian wildfire season. That comes in July and August when the land has been baked and dried out by months of heat. So how are we getting the worst fires in Canadian history right now at the start of the season? And why are all of these fires starting right at once? This might make sense if Quebec was in some kind of profound drought that left it far drier than normal, but it's not. You can look it up. The University of Nebraska maintains a North American drought monitor. The only places in Quebec that are even abnormally dry in the least are in the east part of the province. The west, where all of the fires broke out, are completely normal. Absolutely nowhere is there anything approaching drought conditions. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon to figure this out. This just doesn't make sense. Fires this bad in Quebec, of all places, don't make any sense at all as a natural phenomenon. Thankfully, at least one farmer who lives very close to Canada's fires says bluntly, the fires don't even look like conventional big blazes at all. Look.
See that? That's a forest fire passing by to the south of the homestead here. It's burning down in that direction somewhere, southwest. That's where it's burning. Suddenly came up in a giant plume today. Just for no apparent reason whatsoever. Suddenly there was a giant plume of smoke. You know, that's not how fires start, eh? Like, if someone throws a cigarette, you know, there'll be a little fire and then you'll see the smoke and then smoke will rise and people will go and look. A giant plume, like a mushroom cloud. Like someone set off a
set off a nuke. Like, that's what it looked like. It was that big. I mean, people are lighting fires, folks. Canada is burning because someone is deliberately lighting fires, and that's a fact. That's just a fact. You know, it poured rain in eastern Canada this spring. As a farmer, I watch the weather. So it poured rain in eastern Canada all spring. Now suddenly it's burning down. Complete nonsense. You know, and the media always says, "Whoa, well, you know, it's human error. It's just human error." It's human error, all right. You could attribute some of these things to human error. But somebody's lighting these fires. It's either ideologists who think they can, you know, change the world by getting rid of things they don't like, for instance, the oil patch. Yeah, they want us all in 15-minute cities, so burn down the oil patch. They tried to burn down Fort McMurray. That didn't work. It's time for people to wake up and realize that this land belongs to us, the people, living men and women. This is ours. It belongs to us. Those who would assume authority over us don't own this land. It isn't theirs. It belongs to the people.
So let's ask the obvious question here. Who was it that intentionally set these fires across Canada? What was their agenda? Sure enough, these fires are being capitalized on aggressively by the left already, who are instantly pushing the New York smog to push for their project of bringing down industrial civilization in order to stop global warming. But still, who would have the desire and the means to intentionally set billion-dollar wildfires in Canada? Will they ever be caught? Does the Canadian government even want to catch them? Or is it worried what it might find? Odessa Orlowitz is a host with Liberty Talk Canada and a friend of this program. She joins us now. Odessa, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
No worries.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, 30 tons of ammonium nitrate that went missing. Is that going to pop up in Canada somewhere? Who's lighting these fires and by what means? How?
So I've been looking at every aspect of this, and you almost have to go back and put this in order. First of all, our Premier Van der Zandt, a long time ago, started warning about weather modification and that this could be used for war. He was blowing the whistle. Even after COVID started, he started blowing the whistle again that we've signed up for weather modification, which can mean that people can control our weather. Then, during COVID, a journalist asked our Manitoba Premier Pallister, "Why aren't we using ivermectin?" And he nervously responded, and I send you guys this tape, I did send it, "Thank you to those that sent the rain. We really needed the rain so our farms could produce food. Thank you." He leaves and retires. So there's definitely geoengineering and weather modification happening. It's not even if, it's a fact. And I sent you guys the treaties and the proof of that. So then all of a sudden this year, we have an exorbitant amount of arsonists across Canada. Not just a couple Looney Tunes here and there, but it's like organized mass amounts of arson. You can see it in the local papers. I sent you some of those clips happening everywhere. They're still investigating. And then you've got strange anomalies happening, like you said, all at once in key areas. And then to top it off, you have Trudeau spending all our money on Ukraine, sending everything we have, everything Canada has to other countries, including Ukraine, for their money laundering, while our firefighters here have been begging for more equipment, begging for the infrastructure they need. In fact, last year in BC, when fires were starting, they told local firefighters near me, about 4 hours from me, to stand down. They couldn't believe it. They didn't understand what was going on. They were so concerned that they went to social media and said, "I'm part of this fire crew. We've been told to stand down. They want this fire burning. We don't know why." So, you know, there's people here calling for an investigation where we want, once they catch those arsonists, we want them looking at we want them taking their computers, laptops, and phones and looking in their bank accounts to see if there's any agreements happening between the WEF or any of those middlemen. because it's the exorbitant amount of arsonists does not make sense this year.
Yeah, how do all those fires start at once? Here, I'll play it again. This is it right here. Look at this. I mean, you can see somebody posted this on social media. We reposted it on Twitter. All of these fires start at exactly the same moment. That is statistically impossible. That doesn't happen by happenstance.
I know. And so on Twitter, there's actually a war going on, and the Twitterers are winning. Every time a lib politician says, climate change, there are people going on there that are scientists, people that work in geology, people that have, you know, degrees in this kind of thing. And they're saying, you guys are full of it. Even with the amount of arson we have right now, even how much of our land is being burnt, they'll show a graph. And I looked it up. It's real. That actually forest fires have been going down since the 90s. And we had two massive years in the 90s that are huge. So how come we weren't worried, you know, screaming about it then? Also, I've been following a well-known hotshot. So you know how hotshots are the guys, especially in the States, that are famous for putting out fires from the air. They're called the hotshots. Movies have been made about them. So this guy is posting on Twitter that it's ridiculous that they're screaming climate change because he said, this is normal cyclical nature, getting rid of the brush, that it's the boreal forest. It's exactly what it's supposed to do. It happens in Siberia and you're supposed to manage it properly. But we know it's not being managed properly. And I believe that that's being done on purpose because the libs right now are losing. There's hardly any support for them anymore. Pierre Poilievre is just skyrocketing because people are so sick of the sex ideology here and more and all the taxes. They're trying to get their narrative back for the liberals that climate change, Pierre Poilievre's an idiot, that, you know, Danielle Smith's an idiot. And this is the perfect year for them to try to fight to say climate change is a big deal, so vote for us. I mean, we know through COVID, they'll do anything to their people. Also, we know they want to bring us into 15-minute cities. They're already signing agreements for 15-minute cities. They want us to come in off the land, and this is perfect as well. The other thing I wanted to say was we kind of lose both ways. So if they expose all these arsonists, that's one thing. Or if they declare climate change, that's another. Either way, we lose because they'll say we have to bring in all the people from these forests because of the Looney Tune arsonists, cigarette smokers, and irresponsible people. So we lose either way, in my mind.
Well, we live here in the United States under the empire of lies, a murderous regime, people that are willing to kill a sitting United States president, JFK, bring down huge towers on 9/11 in New York City, unleash bioweapons, weapons of biowarfare. Famine is imminent. It's coming absolutely because we need to now manufacture and make our meat in a lab. All of this stuff about natural cows is just not going to be tolerated. And so it's not beyond your murderous regime there in Canada, of course, to intentionally destroy cropland, to intentionally destroy pastures for livestock, and to put farmers out of business, you know, begging for mercy. This is absolutely being done intentionally by somebody, and I would not put it past the Canadian government under Fidel Castro Jr. there, either hypothetically or literally, to actually be doing something like this. Justin Trudeau, that is. 30 seconds, final words.
Well, we know that Trudeau is one of the most corrupt leaders in the world right now. We know the World Economic Forum is running our country, so they're going to do whatever they want to do. And whether it's purposely not put out fires that they could have easily managed or hire arsonists, I mean, it's out of control.
They're not going to stop on their own. They're not going to stop until they are stopped. It's up to somebody to stop them. Odessa Orlowitz, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma, and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back with a money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So by now, we're all intimately familiar with the cult of the mask. Yeah, if you stop by some lefty-owned used bookstore in a city like Portland or D.C., you'll find signs that still demand that you wear a mask for the sake of preventing COVID. 2020 absolutely shattered these people's brains. They still want masks. Some of them will be wearing masks for the rest of their lives. No doubt some of them will be buried in their masks. For some of them, it's practically a fetish. Maybe we should add a stripe symbolizing COVID masks to the pride flag. So, of course, these mask maniacs think that the pollution blowing down from Canada is a godsend. They have Mayor Eric Adams of New York coming out to beg people to wear masks again. It's like being a pedophile tranny freak show each June when Pride Month rolls around. Finally, they get to indulge their fetish with impunity again. Still, it's true that wildfire smoke, whatever its origin, is bad for people's health, especially the very old people, the very young people, pregnant women, anyone with respiratory conditions. In the long run, air pollution can induce asthma and premature births, heart disease, stroke, cancer, dementia, lower IQ for children, all of that. So to protect yourself, you could wear one of those N95 masks. At least with smog, unlike with COVID, whatever that is, the masks may genuinely help a little bit. But there is another way to help improve your local air. Our friend Mike Dillon, who sells filter-free Triad air purifiers at filtersuck.com. Check him out and be sure to use the promo code STU. That's filtersuck.com, promo code STU. And here he is. Mike Dillon joins us now. Hey, man, how's it going?
Man, it's going fantastic. How are you, brother?
I can't complain. If I did, nobody would listen. And then they would just make something up on the internet or cancel me off of their network. So the Triad Air System can help people in that area right now that are dealing with this intentionally set plume in Canada.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it's coming down from the north, northeast, you know, coming down, sweeping through the northeast states. I don't know if it was wildfires or, you know, people setting flame to their MyPillows. I don't know, man. I'm now sleeping on a rock. I find that more comfortable. But what's happening is when you understand the technology that went into manufacturing these air purifiers, it's no wonder why a filter on your face would never work. And you're right. Some of these people will be buried with them. I think people will request can you bury me with my money and my favorite mats? They want to be slaves to this agenda of putting a cloth diaper all over their face. The first line of defense is a good offense. So the Triad Air, without any air purifiers, our whole premise is to offer whole home and whole life solutions. So if you're out in New York City and you're out in northern Michigan and you're experiencing these plumes of this toxic dust and smoke that's out there, the Shield Air is the very first thing that you could be wearing while you're out. You already know this is one of my favorites. You plug this in, because it's using 12 million positive ions per cubic centimeter per second, 28 hours on a single charge, you could put that in and you're breathing clean air. Same thing that it's happening inside of your home. I love when the California fires start. My only regret is that it doesn't disintegrate all of the leftist agenda. But hey, we can only pray for the people to wake up and start to realize that they've been bottle fed a bunch of lies. Inside of this box here, this is duplicating what's happening in the Northeast. You've got all of these particles, all of this smoke that's now getting inside. And forget scientific evidence. With the anecdotal evidence we've got from the Stu Peters Network has been incredible. We had Lauren from Poughkeepsie, New York said, hey, I just wanted to let Stu and their network know that we've had about four of our neighbors been living in our house for the past 2 days because we purchased the Triad Air V3 whole home system. Not only has it removed the smoke, but it has also made the smells bearable and it has freshened the air. Absolutely incredible product. Thank you so much, Stu, for recommending not only an American and God-fearing product, but one that actually works. Thank you. Coming from Poughkeepsie, New York. So what she's talking about is inside of your home, all of those dust particles, that smoke, that fire that's coming in, our machine is just vibrating the air at a rate of speed that anything that is 0.001 microns or smaller, it's just collapsing in on itself and it's dropping down to the floor. So this whole home system, you put that in your living room, dining room, kitchen, it's going to do upstairs, downstairs, up to 3,000 square feet, and you never change a filter. That right there is the number one reason why people have relief from allergies, asthma, any type of upper respiratory issues, which now you know half of the country is dealing with all of this toxic plume that's going through the Northeast.
Not only that, but whatever. House. Yeah, I have one in my house. Not only that, but whatever they're putting in the air with these chemtrails, which are absolutely real. The government has admitted that they're real. This weather modification nonsense. They're poisoning us. They're putting this stuff down on the ground. They're putting it on the crops that you're trying to grow at home. If you have your own garden, better keep that thing covered. It's just absolutely sick. They're trying to taint every food supply possible. They're aerosolizing fake viruses now. Weapons of biowarfare. We've got people shedding this toxic spike protein or whatever the hell it is that's inside of these COVID injections that were falsely referred to by a murderous regime and a criminal media as safe and effective vaccines. And now, of course, you know, the government is intentionally lighting fires in Canada. It's only a matter of time before nuclear bombs are going off and all these other things. You have to protect yourself. And breathing clean air, I think, while you're in your home and while you're out and about with the Triad Air system is something that we are very passionate about shoving into the faces of the people that, you know, watch our program, because we're passionate about saving lives. That's what this program has always been about. And we appreciate you being on the program as well. So you can get them at filtersuck.com. Again, filtersuck.com. Tell people what they get if they use promo code Stu when they go there.
All right. So guys, for the first time ever, we're going to do buy two with the smaller units, whether you use the Go, the plug-in, which is the IQ, or the Shield Air. All you guys do is buy two of the smaller units. We're going to give you the third one for free. We've never done that in the history of the company. Buy two, get one free. Or if you buy the large machine, which is the V3, we're going to extend it for the entire weekend, guys. If you buy the large machine, we're going to give you all three free gifts. Or if you can't afford the large machine and you want to take care of your car, your personal space, and a single room, you can buy the Go and the Shield or the Go and the Mini, and we'll give you the third item for free. But you must use the promo code STU. Buy two of the smaller units, you get one free. And guys, G. Edward Griffin told you first 20 years ago, they're going to say that this was in the name of taking care of you. What they're spraying, it's not friendly, my friends.
No, not at all. Everything that was once meant for good has been hijacked and is now being used for evil. That's why we as a nation are being judged by God. Triad Air System, you can find it at filtersuck.com. Mike Dillon, thank you so much for being here. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. You go nowhere.
Hey,
As someone who goes to battle every day with demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously, energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. On Monday, Karen Kingston will be here. Absolutely, you must be here on Monday to hear the talk between myself and Karen Kingston. Exciting news, we're now on Roku. Go find the Stu Peters Network on Roku, as well as Fire Stick and Apple TV. We're growing. We're still on DirecTV and Dish Network. That's expanding soon, as well as, of course, Rumble, the Stu Peters Network, and always at StuPeters.com, where you can catch up over the weekend. Give us your email address for premium content, uncensored stuff. Speaking of uncensored, Maria Z, shots fired with Deanna Lorraine, the Richard Leonard Show, which is a military-focused program. Crosstalk News, of course, in the trenches with Teddy Daniels, Paul Harrell subbing for me a little bit on Monday. We all love to take care of you. We will see you then at the same time from this same place. Until then, God bless you. Have a great weekend.